Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been moving in silence like was attached to this muscle. Cause I'm considered an OG now, I've survived through the struggle. They try to contain your bone inside a very small bubble, but I keep grinding, trying to turn this dirt into a diamond. If you're looking for a hustler, Oakland, Cali's where you find him. My mentality's blindsided in the hood, I'm like a shaman. I don't accompany broke niggas, we don't have nothing in common. I'd rather keep the peace than keep a peace, but I ain't silly, bruh. Keep the clapper close in case I gotta light the city up and watch it burn and smolder like a Philly's blunt. Until then, I'll stay immersed in this thriller hunt. Cause I'm too old to be playing these young games, though this vortex viper got very good aim.
I'ma make this paper,
then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. I'm tryna play it cool, don't make me activate the fader. Leave your body in the ocean, you be swimming with the sailor.
I'ma make this paper,
then floss it on them haters. If you don't like me now, you gon' hate a nigga later. Stay in your own lane, pinpoint you with a laser. Too many wrong turns, I'd have the napalm blazer.
High slow, has a nigga be mobbing through, standing on that avenue. Got me flossing like it's Dennis, I'll be up in this like Dennis. Keep that heater in the four-seater. I'm a gangster leaner, working on that Diddy box. Mango with the pizza rock. Got the tins knocking like I'm out here slanging products. Shaking constant posts, cause they trying to handcuff. I jug on the Melly cast, keep the seats lean back, fat Joe. As I roll slow, puffin' on a Newport. Cast me on the scene, but my niggas ain't acting. We roll up on your ass like some film, take off like some traction. We silverback, we all about that action. Sun stay shining, car wax, got the charger shining like the diamond. Rihanna on the hoes, better have my money. Call me Hugh, with the house full of bunnies. Give them something in their tummy, wrap it up like a mummy. These niggas out here funny, hit them cold with the Tommy. With the Tommy.
Hey, on the
she's
beat.
A creeper.
Hey, hey, hey.
She's a creeper. She don't know what to do. She's a creeper. I wanna be with her. She's a creeper.
I've been grinding all day.
but you should call me. You was with me for the ball and now it his and her. Ball man, when we walk, yeah. Ain't no stalling, baby. Know the money calling. Niggas run they mouth like Austin, cause they know we really boss. But safe for caution when you dealing with a boss. You gon' have to pay that cost, cause we don't deal well with loss. Baby, yeah, you are keep. Don't get it twisted, girl. How do I need it? I am from Pisa, one on one, just like Mona Lisa. Together we hot like a fever, rock the boat just like a leaf. Fuck up the furniture, call IKEA. Fuck up the furniture, call IKEA.
We ain't trying to be slaves. Switching the game like some lanes. Sleep up on here like some lames. He said he doing a thing. He said he doing a thing. Making green grow like the rain. I feel your pain. Baby girl, I feel your pain. So be grinding till ain't no complaints. So what you say? We can go get it today. We gon' get it today.
What it do? Holla at your boy and tell me what it do.
call me Django, pistol Fandango. Ain't no movie, don't want a better angle. My shit, that's what I fit daily. I'm rap tight, and your boy still crazy. Bouncing off padded walls, cause I'm always pulling draws. Call me a dentist, always put my tool in some jaws. No filter, and a brother always coming raw. Magnum, but you didn't see that coming, y'all. Cannonball, I got him running, huh? Put a hurt on Bert, leave a skid mark, face down in the dirt. Peanut butter, they calling me Skippy with the 4-5, can't lie. Spread them out in a jiffy, putting holes in bows. Kinda like a trippy, yeah, low on the Pacific, but your boy's not listening. Dope bad music, don't get it twisted. Stop playing with yourself, getting flamed at the wrist. Ah. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holler at your boy and tell me what it do. What it do when I'm on the block? What it do when I'm at the spot? What it do when the beat knocks? What it do? What it do? What it do? What it do? Holler at your boy and tell me what it do.
with me and get some money. Ay, yeah, fuck with G and get some money.
Hey y'all, what it do? It's your boy Dope Ass Music. I'm in traffic right now, live on the radio, next to Blow Real Trap. This is what we do. I'm in the car, you know, just on the freeway because it was hella traffic. Shout out to my man Jit Chronicles, the motherfucking mediator. I gotta be real PG right now because I still got the little one in the car. What's happening, Jit?
What happened? What happened, bro? What's good? Next to Blow Radio.
Next to Blow. Hey. What's happening, Jit? How you doing today? You feeling good? You feeling great?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Black Larry King's up in this thing, man. I'm ready to turn up. But what happening?
What's happening? Let me see if we got Lady B. I think we got Lady B. Lady B, you up in the building?
Yeah, I'm in the building.
Oh, Lady B already. On point.
Yeah. And shout out to the homie Zay. Zay had to take care of his Xana. I'm like, yeah, you need to take care of your nana, because if she had to deal with a grandson like you all her life, it's happening. You better be there for her.
Shout out to Zay, man. Shout out to Zay.
I was super hating.
It's all love, though.
Man, so it is so good to have everyone back. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. And, you know what I'm saying, shout out to everybody that's in traffic with me while I'm on this beautiful freeway till I get to the house.
All right, man. Real Trap Wednesdays on next to Blow Radio. First topic of the night. Is it worse to feel entitled due to your upbringing or once you earn a lot of money? Now, I'm going to put it like this. I don't like the word entitled. I just don't like that at all. I'm going to break it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like entitled motherfuckers just do what the fuck they want to do. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language. But
yeah,
I ain't with that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really with that. Now, once you earn a lot of money, do you have a right or do you have a certain statute that I think that you can live by? Of course. But I don't think nobody should feel entitled. And I don't like people that's entitled that, you know, was born with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like, that really irks me. But I know I was all over the place with that one. You know what I'm saying? That can go either way. But I want to know what y'all think about this topic. Because I don't like people, man.
Well, you know, see, that's what happened when you're the Black Larry King, see? Is a Mayor Duval. Go ahead, Lady B.
You know, man, like, I'm entitled to every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? It would be nice to have some shit, but I don't like to use the word entitled. Because ain't shit owed to you. Yo.
Oh, I was like, Lady B,
where
you at?
I'm here.
Go ahead, chime in. You know, ladies first.
I think I have to agree with him. It's better when you work for it. As if for some reason, when you get down to that entitlement, that's when you know, motherfuckers get brand new, and they think that they can do whatever, handle
right,
everybody
right.
Like whatever. Because they come up a certain way versus when you work for it. I mean, I can use myself, for example. Even though I was brought up in a house with all boys, I was spoiled naturally, but I was able to appreciate everything I've worked for in my 11 years as being a business owner. So it's a total different thing when you got them handing it to you versus working for it. So that sense of entitlement, that's what gets people fucked up.
I agree. And even when you do work for it, I don't necessarily think that you feel entitled, you know, so.
True, because that comes with a lot of heartbreaking experiences.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the reason why I brought up this particular topic, right, is because we all work at jobs, right, and we think about the people, like, that maneuver things at our job, right? Basically, it's the people
right.
with the most amount of money. So. You got people that have lots of money, they feel entitled, right? Because they feel like, well, because I make money and I make your company money, or is it the fact that you have a whole bunch of money, so you should feel entitled? Is that worse than the child who grew up with money and they're just feeling entitled because their parents got money and they've had it all their life? Like, which one is worse? Which one makes you, like, it is so demeaning when somebody, you know, oh, well, I can get you fired. And literally, they can get you fired because their money talks while your job security is nothing. Like, you've seen it way too many times where people with money, like, okay, cool, Meek Mills, you went to jail, but because you got money, it's a lot more, it means more than Julio, you know, or Pookie, who got set up for the same way, but nothing happened to him.
Well, when you're asking which one is worse, I say, you know, both. You know, because, again, we're using the word entitled. We're using the word entitled. So even if you earned your money the hard way, you know, I don't think that gives you a right to feel a sense of entitlement.
To fuck over.
Now, again, can it put you in a different stature?
Yeah.
Yeah, if it can it put you in a different stature and make you feel a different? Yeah, of course. You know what I'm saying? But still, I wouldn't use that word.
But it's a reality, though, Jit. See, the thing is, it'd be different if this was all, you know, hypothetical, but it's our reality. People feel entitled. Like, when people go to a store, they talk to the person behind the cash register or over the phone completely differently than if they were right in front of them, right? I feel entitled that I can talk to you this way because you're not in the same job I'm in or because I'm paying your salary. Like, it's a sense of I'm entitled to treat you any kind of way because I feel like it, you know, which shouldn't be the case.
That's why I say, so if a motherfucker feel entitled, though, I'm just saying, if a motherfucker feel entitled, then I should be able to feel entitled to bust you inside your motherfucking head. You know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
You know, I know it's the reality. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I know it's the reality of the world. That's what we live in. But, you know, in my world, that it ain't flying like that. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, nobody feels entitled for shit. Does it happen? Yes. And sometimes it comes with consequences. And that's why shit be fucked up the way it is today.
Yeah, that's why people get knocked out. Don't go to Duval. Shit knock you out.
Yeah, not with that entitled shit. Like, nigga, you acting like you the goddamn king of the country or some shit. And it's like, nah, that's not happening.
Yeah, like they the black Larry King. Like they the mayor of Duval.
Yeah, it can only be one.
There's only one mayor Duval and one mayor Miami.
That's right.
Only one
mayor. That's right. 100.
What's our next topic, Jit?
All right, next topic up, man. I like this one. A little old-fashioned, but whatever the case may be. What is the most important thing in a relationship? And I know a lot of people like to say trust, which is true. You know what I'm saying? You do have to have trust. But my thing is, a motherfucker can lie to you all day long. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker can go out there, do dirt, hand you $500, act like nothing ever happened. So for me, yes, trust is up there, but I always say this, communication. Because even if you're fucking around with a lying motherfucker, at least y'all communicate. At least you know this motherfucker cheating. At least you know this bitch ain't no. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, yes, trust is very important, but I think communication is just as important too. But I want to know what y'all think about this topic.
You said as long as you're communicating, you're I'm about to get her train ran on me, but I communicated this with you, so it should be cool.
Hey, well, I'm just saying, you know, since we're talking about reality, exactly, though, you know, I mean, at least motherfuckers saying it.
Oh, man, what you got, Lady B? Hopefully it's not as bad as shit.
I have to agree with him wholeheartedly.
No, that's two in a row, Lady B.
But I'm about to tell you why. Now, when I was in my relationship, like, my boyfriend wasn't doing everything that he should have been doing. And we had been together for years. So it was like I reached that point where I was like, listen, I'm not happy about this, and this. And I'm telling him I'm not happy. Oh, we're going to get it right, da da da. But he didn't. I said, nah, see, this is that shit that's going to get you company. You're going to have company. He was like, don't you think that's kind of disrespectful for you to be telling me that you're going to start seeing another nigga? Well, at least I'm letting you know you about to have company if you don't get your shit together. So you ain't going to be surprised. And ain't nobody going to be worrying about, I ain't got to worry about nobody coming and bust me in my fucking head because I done already told you you're going to have company if you don't get your shit together. So I have to agree wholeheartedly with that communication thing. At least you know you about to have company. Period.
Communication. So basically, you right now, Lady B, is what you're saying? You letting him know he need to kill you right now?
But see, the communication goes both ways, though. He's saying it's probably in the worst case scenario. But it can be positive. It can be negative. But communication is just important as trust.
I'm about to say, like I told him, because this was my thing, and I told him straight up, said sometimes I felt like he was preparing me to be a better woman for another man. So that means that, okay, now I'm not doing something. It's going on in his head like, okay, I'm missing something. I'm not doing something. She's telling me that we got some fucking problems over here. So either you're going to sit down and figure out what the fuck it is or prepare for the ultimate. Are you warming up the plate for somebody or whatever? But you can't say you don't know because I done communicated this to you. I'm not happy. I need you to do X, Y, Z, or your ass gonna have company. Real simple.
Yeah. You hear what she said? She said she wanted to meet Jesus. She said off that statement, I heard, I want to meet Jesus, baby. That's what I heard.
Well, at least she told me. I mean, at least she said it.
I'm going to communicate this sense to you.
It will never be as simple as, okay, you know, she done came talking crazy shit, I'm going to knock her upside her head. Because I am not just one of those slap me down type of girls. Like I say, so we'll be fighting. We'll be fighting. But
it's okay.
Hey, I'm ready to meet Jesus.
We're
going to be like, one of us going to meet Jesus. One of us going to meet Jesus.
Lady B. You say that to me, you better, if you see Tom Cruise anywhere in the vicinity, just know a Mission Impossible death sentence is coming to you. That's what's going to happen.
That's the communication.
I'm communicating that right now.
That's how you do that.
Here's the craziest thing with me, Jit. You know what I think the most important thing in a relationship is?
What is that, though?
I'm going to tell you what the most important thing is.
Brother, though.
Sex.
That's definitely up there. That's up there.
Yeah.
You can be broke.
I was 10 years younger. If it was 10 years ago, I would say that. But go ahead, though. Man,
if you're over 65 and you're not popping Viagra, then sex is not important. Sex is not important. But if you're under the age of 65...
Well, you can be 62, goddamn. You don't need Viagra at 62, goddamn.
Yeah, goddamn.
There you go.
I mean, think about how many people they'll stay in a relationship forever. But the only thing that matters,
sex is good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He broke. The only thing he brings to the table is air and dirty shoes. But I'm just saying.
On a mad day, he rub up on you right, and everything is all right. Even if it's temporary, everything is all right. Girl, I love him. I'm going to stay a little bit longer. But this motherfucker makes me mad. But the sex was so good. Yeah.
Because it's hard, though. Man, let me tell y'all something, man. It's hard for ladies to go out there to get consistent orgasms. We're talking about every day, every time. You know how rare that is? A woman ain't gonna get that up. A man gotta basically be sleeping with her mama and sister at the same time for her to give that up. And she might still consider it.
Oh shit. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
There it is.
Would you agree with that, Lady B? Would you agree with that?
I would, because we're different from them. We don't just leave. We'll put up with a lot more, but you know when we leave, we gone.
Yeah, for good. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
We gone. We will put up with all of it, and every come right on back, and, I love him. I'm going to go ahead on and hear what he's saying and give him another chance and all this other good shit. And we'll stay, because we don't want to take that chance on going and find somebody new and deal with some new bullshit, some new whatever. So it's easier to stay right there and put up with him with all his bullshit than to be trying to fuck off and deal with somebody new. So, and then the sex is already good too. We can suck it up a little bit longer, and we will. Especially if we thinking, my God, this motherfucker look good, but he might not be able to work it. So I'm gonna stay my ass on over here and deal with this little piece of man rather than going over there and not have nothing at all.
She said, a piece of man.
Shit, I mean, he's gonna do nothing else, but he goddamn it, he's giving me good loving. So a
right,
piece of man,
right.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, we will put up with it.
Man. Hey, see, that's what I'm talking about right here. That's what I'm talking about. What's our next topic, Jit? All
right, man, we flying through these motherfuckers. Next to Blow Radio, Real Trap Wednesdays. Next topic up. What are things critical to raising a black child? Now, y'all know I like to be funny and all that shit, so I will say, get that goddamn nappy-ass hair there. You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure these kids, you know, we got some nappy-ass motherfucking hair, man, so we got to make sure we got that all right. Now, so that's the joker part. But the real shit, what is critical to raising a black child, and I'm going to be honest with you, I will say discipline. Raising your children
yeah.
to do the right thing. Raising your children, just go back to that first topic, not to be fucking entitled. You know what I'm saying? I think as black people, we don't bring up our kids like that. And I say this because we just had this incident in Duval County where it was a grandmother and her grandson. They went missing, whatever the case may be. The grandma was found dead. Now, the grandson is 15 years old. Come to find out, and they white, the grandson killed the grandmother and then try to go to Canada. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like a lot of that came from a rich area. Father was the police chief somewhere in Ponte Vedra, some shit like that. Don't quote me on it. But a lot of that shit comes from a sense of entitlement. A lot of that shit comes from not disciplining your children. I work in retail.
Uh-huh.
Worked in retail for many, many years. It's a difference when a black mother and a black father and a black child come into a store and you see how the child act as opposed to a white person and their kids coming in. It's all, well, Johnny, don't touch that. You know, black kid, you touch something, nigga, your hand gone. You know what I'm saying? So that's some real nigga shit. I will say discipline. That's one thing I can't say about my black folks. For the most part, we try to raise our kids to have some type of fucking decency. I will say that. You know, but, yeah, discipline and not to be entitled. That's my thoughts. I'm going to know what y'all think on this topic.
What you got, Lady B?
I like that. I agree because we are a little different. We are a little different. You know, we
mm-hmm.
were coming up. Mama didn't have to say nothing. We go in the store. We got that speech before we went in the store. Don't ask for a motherfucking thing. And if you touch something, I'm going to break your fucking fingers. And you know I'm not
yeah.
playing with you. So you already know when you go in the store, you watch the white kids falling out. They are, Mama, don't do that, Robbie. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we looking at them like, damn. You know, because we know if we try that shit and Mom be going to beat the piss out of us in the store, then get us to the car and beat us some more. And she going to beat the piss out of you two or three times before it's over. Because she going to be pissed because you embarrassed her and your car's going to have to beat your ass in the store. So now she outside the store and she really mad because she had to beat your ass in the store. Don't embarrass
mm-hmm.
her.
Yeah, discipline.
Oh, yeah. That discipline.
So,
I know
a white couple say that, yeah, we don't take our kids out to restaurants because they don't know how to act. And I'm just looking at them like, don't know how to act? That's stopping y'all from going to a motherfucking restaurant? Hell, motherfucking no. You know what I'm saying? And that's true story.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the problem right there.
The Menendez brothers,
example.
They killed their parents.
They do that. Let me tell you
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they killed their parents when they grew up.
I have like at my venue, I give you a prime example. I booked this Sweet 16 party, and the kids was, this is for a set of twins, they was white. Now, prior to that, I had a Sweet 16 party, and the mom had did everything, she was black. But the Sweet 16 for the white kids, they parents was originally going to, they wasn't paying for a DJ. They was just going to set up the karaoke box and let it do what it do. But them two twins, Dad, you've got to be kidding me. Are you really going to do us that? All of our friends are going to be here. We're going to be so embarrassed. No, oh, my God, no. Now, you know, a black mama
mm-hmm.
would have been, well, you know you can always take your motherfucking ass home and stay there. But I kid you not, the night of that party, Dad had a goddamn DJ up in there. There was no karaoke box.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, you if we tell our kids it's going to be a motherfucking karaoke box, I dare you to fix your mouth to complain.
Yeah.
And watch me cancel this whole motherfucking party.
And get my money back. I ain't have money to spend it on this, in the first motherfucking place. No, that's
exactly,
shit.
But them
that's
white
real
kids, they were totally different. It was totally different. And a day before, they came in to do the walkthrough because I had already set it up. And I said, he said, oh, tomorrow can we come in a little early because we got a DJ. And I'm looking like, okay. Because I know how that would have went with me and mine. I told him, how about you party in your motherfucking room? But you ain't going to be able to say too much because your fucking lip going to be bust for being up in there with all that fly shit. Now I got to bat the piss out here in front of these people because you up in there showing your ass. So,
yeah,
he'd have been in his damn room thinking about that party that he did not have.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man.
What you think, right. Dope?
So the reason why I brought this particular topic up is because I'm like, what is important for raising a child to understand their blackness, right? And I think the most pivotal thing for raising a child is to make them proud to be black. I think that's the most pivotal thing because there's a lot of subconscious stuff that we do that undermine black is beautiful. For example, when you put a perm in your daughter's hair, that's undermining black is beautiful. When you're like, oh, well, you got good, my son got good hair, bad hair, undermining their blackness, right? Everything you should do should reinforce their love of their color, because throughout their life, people are going to demean them for their color. So they have to understand that their black is so beautiful, it threatens other people. It threatens other cultures because our black is so beautiful. I think that's the most important thing or pivotal thing of raising a child, a black child.
It is on the positive side. But, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm about Larry King. I'm going to say, like, some of little motherfuckers, y'all need a little perm and a pick and a motherfucking comb to comb that shit out. I'm sorry. I got that. I mean, I love NASA too now, but goddamn it, we ain't say B2B for Martin and shit. Now you got to straighten that shit out. You know, we ain't just not got to look presentable around this motherfucker. So some of them do be needing a little extra help. But I get what you're saying, though.
I rebuke Jit in the name of white Jesus. I rebuke Jit in the name of white Jesus.
And the white Jesus. Not the white Jesus.
Because let me tell y'all something. Real shit. When I first came into my business, right, and a lot of people, especially white folks, they were surprised when they walked into my store because they was expecting the owner to be white. And they figured, well, and I heard it a few times, like, this is odd because we never seen a black woman running this type of business. You know, this is usually a white man business. And I told one white guy, he was so fly with it, I told him, I said, well, I don't know why you figure that. We fucking too. Shit, y'all ought to know y'all been raping us since the fucking beginning. So y'all know we fucking. If nobody else don't know we fucking. You know?
His friend was like,
that's good for him. He always saying something he has no business. But on the same note, when I first came into this business, there was this white guy who had a crush on me. And he told me straight up, he said, you're never going to reach the potential that you need to reach with your business holding on to a black man. I can take you places that they can't take you. And that right there set me the fuck off because I'm sitting there like, okay, who better thieves than white folks? Y'all stole a whole race of people and brought us over here in shackles. So, yeah, but I had to ask them one question. My son is a black man. I'm raising him to be a black man. What could you teach him about the struggle he's getting ready to face as a black man?
Mm-hmm.
You can't even begin to relate to what he's going to experience. So while you're sitting here thinking, okay, yeah, you want his black mama, but what could you teach him as a black man? Nothing, because you can't even begin to understand his struggle. You had everything and it's a white privilege thing that you already know that you got. So for you to sit here and be like, okay, this, that, and the other, no. And like right now, my son knows one thing. He's a black man, and he gonna stand his own. And at the end of the day, can't nobody tell him different. He knows what he's facing. And that's why the road that he took and the road that he's taken as a man, I commend him, because it's mm-hmm. not easy. He's not even 30 yet, and he owns his house. He's married. Mm, he did everything the right way. He just made 27.
Mm-hmm.
He just made 27, got his own house. He dated that one girl, and the day they made 10 years together was the day he married her. He put her in the house before she was his wife. 3 months prior to their wedding date, they was in a house. So it's all about raising them the right way and making sure
right,
they understand
right.
that mm-hmm. ain't shit coming free. You got mm-hmm. to get your ass out there and work for it. And as a black man, you got to work even harder.
Even harder, yeah.
Because your race is a little harder than that white boy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't your
that's
fault.
That discipline
it's what it really is, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's where discipline plays a part, too. You know, sometimes you have to discipline yourself not to say something, not to pop off. You know what I'm saying? So I think everybody had valid points with using the word what's critical in raising a black child. That's real.
Yeah, but he know to leave the popping off to me. I go in and shut shit down. You just be good.
That's how we do it. That's what's up.
All right. What we got next, Dick?
All right, next topic up. If your woman makes more money than you, would you feel some kind of way? I'll be honest with you. I've always kind of been the breadwinner in my relationships. Maybe once or twice the female made more money than me. But my thing is I wouldn't feel a certain type of way. But I think when guys do, I feel like maybe that's a insecurity in their own self. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, she might make more money than you, but it might be things that you do around the house, things that you do, you know, just out of the blue that kind of makes up for that money part. You know, so
mm-hmm.
Would I prefer to be the breadwinner. I do. That's just me personally. But I would not feel no certain type of kind of way. You know what I'm saying? And for the guys out there who do, I just think it's just, you know, insecurity as a man. You know, maybe some people was raised to, I know I definitely was, that the man is supposed to take care of the household. You know, so I'm not going to get too deep in it. I ain't going to, you know, politic with it too much, you know, but those were my thoughts, and I want to know what y'all think about that topic. I think it's an insecurity issue, though.
I think that some guys do, some don't, you know, but growing up in a house with all boys, the boys was taught that the men was to lead the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. Especially in the
taught
South.
That the man was to lead the house. Unfortunately for us, fortunately and unfortunately, my dad and my mom divorced when I was young, so my mom raised all five of us by herself. So we, you know, there was that mother, that mom was mom and dad. So my brothers already knew, okay, when I do leave this house, I got to leave right, because if I don't, I'm going to have to deal with this lady over here because my mama going to come through there and fuck it up. So you have to be able to be a man to lead in order to hold your own. My mama wasn't having that. But my brothers, I will have to say, I've watched them with their women, and they lead the way. They didn't, like one of my brothers, when he wasn't working or whatever, his wife was working, shit, his ass was picking the kids up from school, helping with homework, and doing all of the other shit. And I had to ask him, I said, well, shit, can I come over there and drop my laundry off before I go to work or some shit? You know, you're going to be there all day, you know, get my little jokes in and shit. And he was okay with it. They was okay with it. And that was, to me, I thought that was big, because, you know, to lose your job and your wife going to work and you flip the script and you doing what the wife should be doing, some men will be like, man, we're doing this bullshit, you know. But I think that's a weak man's mentality if he's worried about his woman making more money than, because at the end of the day, they're supposed to be a team. Her money is my money, and my money is hers.
I know. I was going to say that, too. Like, you know, what happened to combining the money? Or, hey, if I make more money than you, then we could put our shit together and count. You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know I'm going to be digging in the pockets. I don't give a shit how much more I'm making. Either way it goes.
Yeah.
You ask me to go out tonight, then that means you're paying, right? I don't want you to shit about I make more than you.
Some way it should balance itself out.
It should. It really should. But I think that's
okay.
A weak man battle to do that.
Now, here's the thing. I have no problem with my woman making more money than me. Shoot, I have no problem being a stay-home dad. Because at the end of the day, I wear the drawers, she wear the dress, we good. Right? Here's the only thing is I got to have some type of income. The reason why is I feel less of a man asking my woman for money. Now, if she want to pay all the bills and she want to shower me with expensive gifts, I'm perfectly okay with that. But if a brother want to go get himself some Crown Royal, I don't want to have to ask my wife for some money. If I want to go to the bowling alley with my guy friend, I don't want to ask my wife for some money. Basically, I don't want to be in the passenger seat of the car of life. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in the driver's seat, either in the car with her or in my own car. One or the other. Man, I'm not going to be asking my wife for some money. Now, if I'm broke, I'd be like, baby, I need some allowance money. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's all right. Oprah,
okay, because I'll play. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah, Oprah, I need.
I ain't nothing wrong with getting a couple of dollars from you later, you know, and don't bang on
it. Nothing wrong with it.
Especially when you pay it back.
Because
9 times out of 10, we pay the money right back. So it ain't like you really gave us shit in the first place. You know, so come on now.
Yeah. One thing with women, man, they ain't going to pay you back.
We showing the fuck ain't.
Yeah, but we know that when we get them the money. Yeah, we know that.
Don't look for it.
Because, Dope, I thought you were about to say you just ain't finna ask your woman for no money, period. And I was going to be like, hey, you know, I would respect that. But I would have been like, well, damn, you know, maybe I ain't on the list because I'm a damn sure asking for something if I ain't got it. Especially if a nigga broke. Yeah,
I'm
going to hold that till Friday till I get paid.
Yeah, I'm on it. And man, if you ask for your change back after you give your woman some money, you a punk. I'm just letting you know, right? You either give her exact change, or you know, you just take that L. Exact change or take that L.
Give her the exact amount.
Damn.
That is true. You know, because you know, goddamn well she can get because the first thing come out of her mouth is what change? Ain't no change.
Ain't no change.
Tell you how many times I heard that one. Yeah.
If she need to go get some milk, if she know to get some milk and you give her a 20, just take that L. Just take that L.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Shoot. We got
ain't
one
no
topic
change
left.
Coming through there.
Yeah, we got one topic left. It was a little short show tonight, man, but we are glad to be back on Next to Blow Radio. So the final topic of the night, which kind of is, I'm going to be all over the place with this one, but I'm going to just throw it out there. What is the definition of acting black? Or acting white. I'm not a white person, so I don't know what the definition is. But for me, for black, when I think of this. Now, in the hood, people act like it ain't no white people in the hood. Where I'm from, we certainly have white people in the hood. For some white people, and I feel like I'm getting, like, racial with it. But, you know, white folks that live in the trailer park, they kind of consider that as a hood. As opposed to, you know, maybe a white person that's living in the suburbs. But I'm saying all this to say this right here. Like, if you from fucking Malibu, and we know you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you know what I'm saying, and you a preppy person, it does come off different if you're in the hood with your pants sagging or, yo, what's up, homeboy? That shit just look crazy. It looks stupid. It sounds stupid when you're saying it. So a nigga might do say some shit like that. But you do genuinely have white people that grew up around black people, lives in the same neighborhood as white people, in the hood, or people that are struggling, or low-income folks, went to the same schools, you know what I'm saying, shopped at the same stores, the malls, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like your environment definitely play a part of you growing up, you know what I'm saying? Maybe that was just the way you raised. Maybe that's just the way they sound because they was raised around that or affiliated around that. But what gets me when a person that we know good and goddamn well ain't had to struggle for nothing in their life trying to fit in with somebody that maybe was, you know, grew up as a low income person. Or their parents got public assistance or shit like that. You know, so it goes both ways with me, you know, when they use the term, oh, this nigga acting black, oh, you acting like a white boy, you know what I'm saying? So some shit just stands out like a sore thumb, you know. So you can't be from Malibu coming down to Duval and, you know what I'm saying, and you just, you know, you the pimp and all this shit, nigga, and you ain't never had to pimp a day in your life. Like, that's just stupid. I know I was all over the place. I told y'all I would be, you know what I'm saying, because that's a complicated topic, but I do want to know what y'all thoughts on it.
Well, shit, I don't know how to act black. I mean, I know how to act white.
You know?
I know how to act white, yeah. I mean, it's all about the way you talk and the way you carry yourself. And I will say this, you know, and the reason why I say that is because they expect us to be a certain way and talk a certain way.
And look a certain
and
way.
They don't expect us to be able to talk with complete sentences, pronounce our words correctly.
Mm-hmm.
They don't expect that from us. You know, I get that a lot sometimes when I'm dealing with certain people in my line of business. You know, I didn't know what she was. I wasn't sure because, you know, the way she talked. And I was like, oh, how I talk? What do you mean? And I watched them struggle with that, and I let them know I talk like an educated woman. That's what I talk like. Y'all already used to us talking with broken English and everything. All of us don't speak with broken English. But I know how to speak with broken English. I know how to do all of that. But just like I know how to use every curse word that exists and create some of my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But they don't expect us to talk with proper English. So that's why I say when they act white, yeah, they expect us to talk a certain way or carry ourselves a certain way. But, yeah, you know how to act white when you go up in there talking proper and everything and you don't do all the other stuff
that
we normally would do if we was among,
if we was among our own,
then we like, yo, my nigga, what's up? And we go in there, hi, guys, how's it going? You know?
Yep.
You
different,
know how to turn
you different from working this, like I said, you going to work or being home. You cussing everybody out at the house. But when you go to work, you know, you being professional. Does that mean a nigga acting white? No, that just means I'm being professional. I'm at work.
But let them tell it. That's what we're doing. We acting white. Never mind the fact that we just may be educated and able to hold a conversation without using the Ebonics and the broken English. Never mind all that. Because they go straight out the door because they're too busy looking at our skin color to try to figure out what we coming with.
Yeah.
So they would say we acting white because we're talking a certain way or we carrying ourselves a certain way.
Well, the reason why I brought up this particular topic is I'm so sick of people talking about acting black, acting white, right? All you're doing is basically generalizing yourself and your people whenever you say some dumb shit like that, right? So when I say somebody says, you know what I'm saying, you act black, right? What is acting black? There is no definition for acting black. There are experiences that are unique to African-American people. I get that. There's also things that are, you know, more familiar or uniquely associated with white people, right? That's possible. But when somebody says, oh, you act black, I'm like, okay, you talk white, talking white, that means, okay, I talk this particular way, and most of the people in my circle talk. The fact that you're trying to differentiate yourself from us means you're acting more like them. Well, no. It just means I'm going to get further in life without having to dribble a ball, sell dope, or rap, right? I'm going to get further in life because I'm taking these paths that you don't want to take. You want to take this particular path. Cool. you know, acting when I see white people act black, I see white people that maybe grew around and their experiences were similar to black folks. So they
and now that's what I was saying. Up, yeah.
You
yeah.
take those characteristics. We're products of our environment.
Right.
So your environment just dictates how you're going to grow up and how you're going to act in certain situations. Now, the difference, like, for example, me, I was raised in the suburbs, right? And then I just happened to have, you know, my family was in the hood. So I can talk particularly this way, but then I can shoot you in the face, right? So I have the luxury of being assimilated in both environments. So that way I'm able to articulate what I need to articulate, but I can get my point across if a nigga want to get flipped, right? So
yeah.
We're saying that dumb stuff, y'all. There's no
and it's not something
for it.
Like you said, you've been around it. Some motherfuckers be forcing, okay? Just because you're home with a nigga that's black for 2 days, now you're like, come on, let's keep it real now. Right, we see it.
Yeah.
That's just like a man acting like a female. We see it.
We can see it because like the most gay men when they try to act feminine they don't act feminine they
that's my whole point. See, I'm waiting on somebody to say something.
It's way beyond like females don't act like that, my nigga.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's not even how women act in the first place. You see what I'm saying? So exactly.
Yeah, because we don't do that shit. Some of them be so fucking extra. I'm like, we don't talk like that.
Nowhere on earth. Yeah, nowhere.
You know, and we can say the same thing for like the lesbians. Sometimes they do too much. You know, I see some of them always grabbing at the imaginary crotch and all this other shit when they talk. Oh, my nigga, and I'm like, what are you reaching for?
No, you're
I grew
right,
up
lady.
In a house full of boys, and I ain't never seen boys. My brother's doing that. So what are you doing?
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so they just be extra. You're doing too much. So it goes all the way around. You got the gay guys, they honey child and all that smacking. I don't talk like that. And none of my girlfriends do all that fucking smacking. So where'd you get that from?
Yep. And you can't act more like a nigga than a real nigga. That's what kind of gets me with the lesbians. You know what I'm saying? You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't act more black than a person that's already fucking black. You understand what I'm saying? 'Cause I had a boss, actually, and I never told this story. I don't know what it was. I guess he grew up maybe around black folks coming up, whatever the case may be. But this motherfucker asked me, Cody, you sure you black? I looked around because, you know, I had a pause. You know, cause I got a black mama. You know, my daddy blacker than a motherfucker. I'm Krispy Kreme black. You know, I'm like, nigga, clearly you can't be talking to me. And my simple response was, well, I know I'm blacker than you. You understand what I'm saying? So folks will try you with that motherfucking bullshit. You just can't do that. Just like a black person can't act white no more than a white person. They already white. What do you mean? You know, so, yeah, that's a universal topic like that. And the next time we get a good show, dope, I would like to kind of really bring that one back to the table, too, because there's a lot of definitions of acting this way, whether it's race, sexuality, you know what I'm saying, personal experiences. It's a lot that we can do with this topic.
Well, you know, what I like about this, you know, these particular topics. I wanted to actually make people think outside of their norm. Like a lot of times, we get comfortable in our way of the way that we think, and we just, you know, just like the whole kneeling, you know, with the Kaepernick thing. We're so busy thinking in one direction that we don't never think outside of the box. So
the box,
yeah. Shout out to that. All right, well, I got 1% left on my battery. So let's go ahead and give our shouts out.
Ladies first. Go ahead, ladies. And thank you for coming through tonight, too, darling. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I'm in Florida, so I was like, cool, no problem. I saw the message as soon as I was landing. So I was like, okay, cool. I'll be up in my hotel room, so I'm good.
Salute Florida for a lot of there. Let's get it. I guess it's on me.
Just give a shout out to all my Florida people.
Yeah.
All my Florida fams. Yeah.
Love you.
And y'all.
That's what's up.
And y'all. It's always good kicking it with y'all.
We appreciate that. All right, this is your boy Black Larry King. I'm going to keep it short and brief, man. Just make sure you follow me on social media. That's Twitter and IG. They say you can't say Instagram. That's the old folks saying. You got to say IG. So follow me on IG at Jit Chronicles,
oh,
man. And we got an all-new season of Ground Hard Radio coming up Tuesday night, December 19th. Miss Lady B, we damn sure appreciate you, darling. Dope-ass music. It couldn't be possible for Next to Blow Radio without Miss Queen T. Shout-outs to your boy Lee Bands. Once again, I'm Black Larry King, and I'm going to always be Next to Blow on your motherfucking radio. Mob.
And this is your boy Dope Ass Music. Lady B, thank you always for filling in when the man Zave can't be here.
Salute to Zave.